A day, but in its context, that's what's important.
Answers with Ken Hamm, one of the developers of a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, I think, Ken, you're saying that the meaning of a word like day depends upon its context, right?
Well, sadly, Mark, when it comes to God's word, it seems many people take words out of context to try to fit the beliefs of secular scientists with the Bible. Consider the days of creation in Genesis. So many Christians try to insist that these days were not ordinary 24-hour days. But I found the major reason they don't want to accept the 6 days of creation is because they want to add millions of years of history into the Bible. But to understand the meaning of a word, we must look at the context of the language. For instance, the word day can have a number of meanings in Hebrew, just as it can in English. If I said to you, back in my father's day, it took 3 days to drive across the Australian outback during the day, you'd understand the meaning of each of the different usages of the word day. So it is in Hebrew. The way the word day is used in context determines its meaning. In Genesis chapter 1, day is used with a number, and also the words evening and morning. This leaves no option. They were ordinary 24-hour days.
Ken Hamm goes into much more depth into this fascinating topic in a free booklet. It's available on our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com. Next time you're on the Internet, go to our website and look for the Days of Creation booklet at AnswersRadio.com.